Maxine Waters, disgusted, absolutely outraged by GOP reps who support a TX lawsuit, don't have any guts. By Pam Key on December 13, 2020. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, Saturday on MSNBC said that the 126 House Republicans who signed an amicus brief on Texas's case brought before the Supreme Court to overturn the election results in four swing states were gutless and that she was pleased by the Supreme Court's decision not to hear what she called mess. Anchor Jason Johnson said, "You have over 126 members of Congress on the House side who joined in this ridiculous lawsuit. What do you think as a sitting member of Congress who will be going back for the next Congress next year? What do you think, if anything, should happen to these members who joined in these ridiculous lawsuits? Do you think that Leader Pelosi should do something about it? Do you think they should be censured or reprimanded? Or do you think that's just the new reality we're going to have to deal with in sort of a post-Trumpist American Congress?" Waters said, "Well, some of our members are advocating for not seating them at all. I suspect that that may not happen. I think the attitude is we've got to keep moving. We've got to move forward. So when we talk about certain things that could be done, investigations, not seating, in some way penalizing, I think there's not a lot of support for that, but we're going to have to see how strong members are going to be, particularly on our side of the aisle, because we are so disgusted. We are so absolutely outraged that 126 members of Congress don't have any guts, that they would dare sign on to an amicus brief that comes out of Texas even though they know in some of their states that Biden absolutely won their states. We just can't believe that they're this weak, or we can't believe that they would follow the president in this way. We can't believe that they would defy the Constitution. But the Supreme Court put them in their place. The Supreme Court said don't bring this mess to us. As a matter of fact, you can't even file it, let alone get us to the point where we would hear it. And so that gives you some hope, because we know that the president thinks that he can intimidate the United States Supreme Court, because now, you know, the more conservative members are in the majority. And he believes, because he has, you know, reigned in on the Supreme Court, and he thinks he owns it. They showed him you don't own it. I'm so pleased." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.